WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you're about to tackle something big, a presentation at work, a tough workout, even just starting your day, and that little voice in your head starts chirping negativity. You can't do this, it whispers. You'll mess up. It's too hard. Well, friends, today we're tackling that pesky inner critic head-on because silencing those negative self-talk monsters is key to unlocking your full potential and crushing your goals. We all have them, those ingrained patterns of thinking that hold us back. But guess what? You've got the power to rewrite that script. Think about it like this. Our minds are constantly running on autopilot, playing old tapes of past experiences, insecurities, and fears. It's like a broken record stuck on, I can't. But here's the game changer. You're not just a prisoner of your thoughts. You're the CEO of your mind. You get to choose which narratives you believe and which ones you toss out the window. So, how do we go from, I can't, to, I will? Well, here are five key takeaways to help you silence those negative voices for good. 1. Awareness is power. The first step is recognizing those nasty thoughts when they pop up. It's like catching a fly in your house. You gotta see it before you swat it. Pay attention to the language you use about yourself. Do you constantly say, I'm not good enough? I always mess things up. Become a thought detective, identifying the recurring patterns and themes that keep dragging you down. 2. Challenge those negative beliefs. Once you've identified those thought patterns, don't just accept them. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these beliefs? Or are they just old assumptions based on past experiences that may not even apply anymore? Remember, your past doesn't define your future. You get to choose what stories you tell yourself about who you are and what you're capable of. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the real magic happens. Instead of focusing on the negative, consciously try to reframe those thoughts in a more positive light. If you catch yourself thinking, I'm going to fail, challenge it with, even if I don't achieve exactly what I planned, I'll learn something valuable from the experience. Shift your perspective from fear and doubt to opportunity and growth. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to stumble and learn along the way. 5. Cultivate positivity. Surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you, read inspiring books, listen to uplifting music. The more positive energy you absorb, the less space there is for negativity to take root. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was preparing for a big speaking engagement, something I'd always dreamed of doing, but also terrified of. My inner critic was in overdrive. You're not funny enough, it hissed. They're going to laugh at you. But instead of letting those thoughts control me, I took a deep breath and started practicing positive self-talk. I've got this, I told myself. I'm prepared and I have something valuable to share. On the day of the event, I still felt butterflies, but now they were butterflies of excitement rather than fear. I went out there, gave my best, and guess what? The audience loved it. They laughed, they engaged, and afterwards, people came up to me saying how inspiring and insightful my talk was. You know why? Because I silenced that negative voice and chose to believe in myself. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. But first, you have to silence those inner critics and let your true potential shine through. So go out there today, crush your goals, and remember, you got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the power of positive self-talk together. Until next time, stay strong, start strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.